This is Apollo Control at 49 hours, 32 minutes. At this time in Mission Control, the Maroon team headed by Flight Director Milton Wendler has completed its briefing. Each of the flight controllers reviewed the status of the mission and the spacecraft with the Flight Director. And we find everything progressing smoothly at this time. No problems with the spacecraft. The surgeon reports that all the crewmen are healthy. And at this time in the sleep period, they have all gotten at least 6 good hours of sleep. The sleep period is scheduled to last for another hour and 27 minutes. Some of the telemetry data would indicate that there has been some stirring around in the spacecraft, but at the present time, all three crewmen would appear to be sleeping or at least resting. Coming up on this shift, among the activities, is the clock update. Now, this is scheduled to occur in the flight plan at about 54 hours, 45 minutes ground elapsed time. Flight Director Milt Wendler advises us that that won't be an event that will occur at any precise instant, but will probably require a total of about 10 minutes to sync all of the clocks together at the updated time. But at about 54 hours, 45 minutes, we would plan to jump ahead in ground elapsed time to about 55 hours, 25 minutes. The exact amount of time to be changed will depend on assessments as to the need for mid-course correction 4, but the variation would be very slight, a matter of seconds. At the present time, the flight dynamics officer reports that mid-course correction 4, if it is needed at all, would appear to be around 2 feet per second. The additional tracking data shows the Paracynthian to be coming closer to the preferred 60 nautical miles. We're presently showing it at 65 when the initial tracking came in yesterday following the mid-course correction maneuver. The data showed that the Paracynthian was about 67 nautical miles, and as expected and as we've seen on previous missions, additional tracking tends to confirm that the Paracynthian is in fact lower than the initial tracking shows. At the present time, we show Apollo 14 traveling at a velocity of 3,117 feet per second, and the spacecraft altitude right now is 158,778 nautical miles. Now, we'll continue to stand by and come up as soon as we hear any conversation from the crew. As I said, the sleep period is scheduled to end in about 1 hour. 25 minutes from now. At 49 hours, 35 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.